Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is day number 5 of the Four Corners Food Drive. Yes, I said day number 5. We are out at Durango Casino in the Southwest today. We were told by Station Casinos, hey, if you guys wrap things up here on Friday, we've got some fun surprises for you. So here we are, ready to go. If you want to stop by, we would love to see you still collecting donations for the Four Corners Food Drive for Three Square. And we would love to go out with a bang. We are so close. We set a new goal yesterday.
We did.
Because we surpassed that $100,000 goal. So we set it to $200,000.
Wow.
And let me tell you, we are looking good. So yesterday, day 4 in Henderson, they absolutely crushed it. They hold the new record for the most amount of money that was raised in a single stop. $56,884
yeah.
is what they ended up raising. So we are sitting right now at $169,124,000, you guys. You think we can hit $200,000 this morning?
Oh, yeah. $169,000, so we just need $31,000.
Well, Station Casinos always comes in really large. I don't know how much they're going to be giving, but I would say we would, and then we have the online auction.
We still have the online auction.
We have
auction.
To account that for, so I think we can do it.
And speaking of that online auction, there are some really cool things on there that you want to check out. And you can do that by going to the Three Square website, threesquare.org/fourcornersauction. Some really cool experiences there. Yeah, it's just amazing. But come by and see us. We are, again, at Durango Casino. We're right by the Eat Your Heart Out food hall and just ready to go. And it was so great to see such a happy face this morning. One of our favorite listeners ever,
hey.
Jan. She's already here this morning at 5:30, stopping by to see us. Jan, thanks for coming. It's always good to see your face. You can get up on that microphone.
Hold on.
That's okay. That's all right.
No? Okay.
But Jan is up early with us. She's up with the chickens.
She's always doing the pre-show you pick 'em votes. Like, she's always up early.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here. How's everyone feeling this morning?
Oh, just super excited. Super excited. You know, I've never done a broadcast inside a casino, much less Durango. So that just adds to it. And, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I'm confident that we're going to hit this goal, Mercedes. You said 169. We need to hit 200. I think it's I don't want to be too confident, but I think it's a shoo-in.
Well, we can't do it without your help, guys. You know, we really still need these donations. So come by and see us. Like I said, we're at the food hall, the Eat Your Heart Out food hall, broadcasting live, and we're going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning. How you doing, Steph?
I'm good. Oh, my God. I can't wait for the weekend. Friday, it feels like this week has been so fast, but so long at the same time.
Yes.
With Four Corners, and it's been so much fun just seeing listeners and just like salespeople and clients, and it's been fun. But I'm ready for a break.
Yes.
Not gonna lie.
It's gonna be a rewarding end of the day, I have a feeling, and then just like go home and chill for the rest of the weekend.
Any weekend plans on your end?
Not really. I mean, I do want to go to the movies. BTS, they're showing some of their concerts in the movies.
Yes.
So I might do something like that, but other than that, not a lot of plans.
plans. How about you?
I might get sushi tonight.
Sushi.
Yeah. James was like, you've been working real hard, babe. Like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, I want sushi. He's like, all right, you got it. Sushi tonight. And I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to sushi tonight.
You know, you could even go this morning for sushi once the food hall opens.
The Oyster Bar is open 24 hours.
Yeah. You're kidding.
I swear to
this
you.
This is the only time I've ever seen no line at that Oyster Bar.
Yes.
Like, every time I come here, there's a line. So, yeah.
Clenchy
hey,
out for
come
breakfast.
Donate. Go to the Oyster Bar. There's a lot to do here at Durango Casino. We can't wait to see you all for the Four Corners Food Drive. Let's start the show.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. It is day number 5 of the Four Corners Food Drive. Yes, I said number 5. I know we typically go 4 days, but our friends here at Durango Casino, which is where we are broadcasting live this morning in the Southwest, they said they are going to make it worth our while to extend it one more day. So here we are. We'd love to see you. We are sitting right by the Eat Your Heart Out food court, which we come to all the time. Do you guys ever, have you guys ever eaten here before?
I've been through here before. I've had a coffee, but I've always wanted to check out the Oyster Bar. So not yet. Not yet.
It's amazing. And yeah, we're going to be here until the end of our show, 10 o'clock. The food drive wraps up today. And man, what a week it has been. We've been at different Albertsons locations all across the valley. Day one, we started up in the northwest part of town, raised over $53,000 for Three Square there. Day two, we were in this part of town, the southwest part of town, raised over $26,000 down here. Then we went day number three to the west side up in Summerlin, ended up raising over $32,000 there. And yesterday, Henderson, they brought it. They are the reigning champions of the Four Corners Food Drive. They raised the most money in their part of town, over
$56,000.
Yeah. Incredible. So here's what we're sitting at, guys. We are right now at $169,124 for Three Square. And we kind of set a goal for ourselves that we would love to cross that $200,000 mark, but we still need your help. I know it's asking a lot, and we just appreciate you guys so much. All of you that have been coming by, whether it's $1, $10, $20, we are just so grateful for you. So we're hoping to get over that hump and get past $200,000. That would be quite the celebration if we're able to do that.
Absolutely. And I just got to say, I love the whole family vibe. I love the fact that, you know, just being a part of this broadcast for 5 days, everyone seems to know y'all already. Like, everyone that's come up, they know y'all by first name. I'm here for it. So, you know, if I can encourage people to come by as soon as you can, that'd be great. And, I just love the listeners, man. Like the one kid yesterday that had you sign his leg, I forgot his name.
Cruz,
see? That's what I'm saying. By the way, Cruz, you're in the video. I made a recap. It's on our IG at Mix94.1. But that is, I just love it. I'm here for it.
We got to persuade him to get a tattoo of it.
No, he's too young.
He's like 12.
When he's 18, keep it there. You got to make sure you take a picture. Mom, if you're listening, when he's turning 18, you got no more say.
They're going to be like, who is this? I can just see his poor future wife. Like, who is that?
You're taking it off.
Yeah, we don't want to do that to the poor kid. Give him some trauma here. But how's everyone doing? I mean, are you guys as excited as I am about this? This is just, man, I already feel the tears coming, which is not a good sign. If it's only 6:07, I'm ready to start crying about the food drive. But it's just so overwhelming for me, I think, that this community is what it is, and always just giving. And our friends at Three Square are here, and they've been here every single morning at the crack of dawn with us. And we just love you guys so much. We are excited. We're going to do some big things today.
Let's
you
do
guys
it.
Ready?
Let's
do
money.
It.
You're getting me emotional.
I know. I'm trying
in a few hours.
Save the tears.
The tears are going to throw, but we got 4 hours to get through. You know what I mean?
For real. All right. Well, we have more to come this morning, live from Durango Casino in the Southwest. On the way next, we have What's Trending. The NFL, they wanted Taylor Swift on the biggest stage in the world. Did she say yes, or did she shut it down? We have the answer. That is coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
It is day number 5 of the Four Corners Food Drive. We are at the Durango Casino and Resort in the southwest part of town, ready to take your donations. Come down and see us. We really want to wrap this up super big today at 10 a.m., and we need your help. So please, it all goes to benefit 3 Square. Here's what's trending this morning. Taylor Swift is trending. The dream of having her at the Super Bowl halftime show, not happening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at least not this year. The NFL reportedly wanted her to play for exposure, which, can you imagine? Taylor Swift playing for exposure? That's like offering Oprah a coupon for free publicity. Like, come on. Taylor was willing to do it, but only if she got a deal that made sense. And that was, she wanted full ownership of her performance footage. So she controls how it lives forever, whether that be on YouTube or whatever. She wanted control of that. She also wanted ad slots during the game to promote her own projects, because why not turn, you know, the biggest TV event into a Taylor Swift commercial break? I get what she's asking for, and I think it's completely reasonable. The NFL shut her down, though, and she walked, and a source says she knows her worth, and I actually love that for her.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Super Bowl took a big L on this one. You know, like, celebrities, I mean, you know, any performer, I'm sure they get a writer, right? So if they got someone else, they're going to get a writer. This is like her version, in my mind, it's her writer. Instead of food, give her these commercials and give her the ownership. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to tune in just for her.
Another insider, they put it perfectly. They said, without Taylor, it's just another halftime show.
Yeah. And
yeah. So imagine the NFL thinking they're doing her a favor. I just was kind of like, whoa, that was, I don't know. But don't panic, Swifties. She's still going to be out there. And she announced, actually, she didn't formally announce it. Jimmy Fallon alluded to it. She's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon October 6th, just 3 days after her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, drops. He even rolled out a full teaser of Taylor Easter eggs. There was a roulette wheel with the number 13, Vegas Showgirls in the background, and him kind of winking at the camera saying, that's show business, baby. So no Super Bowl stage this year, but plenty of Taylor moments to keep us fed. And honestly, I kind of love that she said no. You know, she's like, no, I just want the video. I want to be able to throw a couple of commercials in there. And they're like, no, not happening.
And here's the thing, with her saying no, you never know. Like, maybe the Super Bowl will come back. They're like, you know what? We change our decision.
No, it's a done deal.
Done deal?
She's like, I'm done. She's like, you get one chance with me and I'm out. She's not like the girl, the desperate girl going back to the ex after they say, oh, I changed my mind. No. It's one and done. And that is what's trending.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
Yes, it is day number 5, our final day of the Four Corners Food Drive. And I say day, but it's really ending at 10 o'clock with our show. We are out here at Durango Casino and Hotel, just outside the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall. And we are collecting your donations for 3 Square. We got a call from Station's Casinos earlier this week, and they're like, hey, if you guys extend it for one more day, come out to Durango. We are going to make it worth your while, and we are ready to do what we can for our friends at 3 Square. You know, for every dollar you guys have been donating this past week, we're creating 3 meals for our community. Think about that. You have $1 in your pocket. There's no way you can make a meal with that, much less 3. But 3 Square has the ability to do that. We want to thank our amazing sponsors, too, that have been coming out. Silver State Schools Credit Union, they've been awesome. All of our car sponsors. It's just been a fantastic week. And you guys coming out to various Albertsons locations, it's been fun to see the competition. And if we're going with the Four Corners, it was Henderson that brought it.
Hendo!
They ended up with the biggest donation.
You
pretty
called
impressive.
It too.
Yeah, it's always our busiest location. I'm sorry if I am distracted. I just got an email. Hold on one second.
Okay.
This is, oh my gosh. Okay, so we have a huge donation this hour, you guys.
We do.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. So, like I just said, we've been at Albertsons locations, and we have partnered up with Albertsons going there. They've been so generous to us, letting us take over their parking lots. And we just got an email from our friends at Albertsons that said, how much they enjoyed having us out at their locations, that they appreciate everything that this community is doing for Three Square, and that they want to contribute also. They want to make a $3,500 donation from Albertsons.
Shout out Albertsons.
$3,500 from Albertsons?
Oh my gosh. This is amazing. That's over 10,000 meals for Three Square. Like, they weren't already doing enough as it was by letting us go to their locations. They're also giving money. So, wow. That's got to be our best 6 o'clock hour by far.
Yeah. And they have been so kind. Every manager has come up to us every morning. Are you guys good? Do you guys want donuts? Do you guys want coffee? And then on top of this, a $3,500 donation.
Well, and two, the employees, when they're going to the work, they're reaching into their pockets. They're like, all I have is $10. Is that okay? We're like, absolutely. So, wow. Oh. Albertsons, you are getting us closer and closer to our $200,000 goal that we set by 10 o'clock. And we cannot thank you enough. That is fabulous. So, yeah, we're going to have a great hourly total. I'm excited about that. And keep your donations coming. We'd love to see you. Again, we are at the Durango Hotel, southwest part of town, right next to the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall. We'd love to see you. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, about 1 in 5 U.S. adults now regularly get their news from TikTok. Back in 2020, that number was only like 3%. So the jump is pretty big. The biggest jump is among the younger adults. 43% of 18 to 29-year-olds now use TikTok for news, which is up 9%. For 30 through 49, it's 25%. And the over 50 crowd is less likely to scroll for headlines. Only about 10% of 50 to 64-year-olds get their news from TikTok. But among TikTok users specifically, more than half say they now regularly get their news there, compared to just 22% a few years ago.
You all are big TikTok users. I'm on it for like the dancing and the trends, but I can honestly say I don't think I've ever gotten news from TikTok. I'm mainly on Instagram and like YouTube. Am I missing out here?
I think, first of all, I find it interesting that you're there for the dancing.
Me
you
too.
Like the dancing?
Yeah, well.
Are you a dancer? Well, I didn't know that.
But that's the thing. There's a bunch of drafts that you don't see.
Oh, my
That
goodness.
You may see. Right. Yeah. I'm so bad that it could be good.
I like it.
Julie doing the Macarena on TikTok.
Yeah, right.
It is the worst thing ever.
$19.99. So as far as like getting news from there, I just think it depends on your algorithm and what you start looking for certain things, or you start watching certain videos and it starts getting to know what you like. So it probably isn't giving you news because you don't stop on anything like that. But my guess, get serious news. Sometimes I'll get like things that kind of drift in that direction, but if I'm not interested, I'm out. What about you?
Yeah, same. If I'm getting anything on TikTok news wise, I click on it and I say not interested.
Okay.
I do
not
want
here.
My news outlets. Yeah. I want fun. I want entertainment. I want light stuff on TikTok.
But you're not specifically typing in certain parts of news that you're looking for.
Never.
Oh, gosh, no.
I would never trust TikTok.
Yeah, definitely not. Also this morning, Halloween is safe, candy lovers. If you were worried, a woman sued Hershey's for $5 million after she claimed that her Reese's pumpkin-shaped peanut butter cup didn't look as spooky as they did on the wrapper. She was upset about this. So she argued that the packaging shows pumpkins with carved faces, but then the actual candy doesn't have a face at all. So she also called out other Hershey's Halloween candies for being less spooky than advertised. A judge tossed that case so fast, said that this didn't prove any actual financial harm at all. In plain English, the candy still tastes good. So what's the problem? Hershey's gets to keep selling their plain, non-spooky Halloween treats, and America gets to keep eating them. So there's some good news there.
Sounds like a quick money grab to me. I always laugh at people that think they have cases over something that's so ridiculous. It's just like funny to me.
I agree. I think that sometimes though people win some of those ridiculous cases, and that's why people keep making them. You know, it's like that 1 in 100 gets it, and then everyone's like, oh, I can make a case for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Hey, speaking of Halloween, real quick, what's your favorite candy?
I like gummy candies, like gummy bears, stuff like that. I'm a gummy kind of girl. Sour Patch Kids.
Why is the whatchamacallit so slept on? Like, anytime you talk about Halloween candy, do you remember that? The whatchamacallit? I feel like no one talks about it. Do you remember the candy?
I remember the candy. It's not my favorite. You like it though?
Oh man, it had everything. It had the crunch. It had the nougat. It had, you know what I mean? Were stickers and
is
and
there nougat in whatchamacallit? I just remember it only being a crispy candy bar.
I remember it having a little bit of everything. That's what I do remember. And I remember it not getting the love that it normally should be getting for Halloween. I don't know.
The one that needs more love is candy corn.
Oh,
candy corn.
Candy corn
from Halloween is my favorite. You give me your candy corn. Julian, do you like candy corn?
I like it. I feel like I say it too much, to be honest with you.
I love it.
But maybe I'm wrong.
Justice for candy corn.
Finally, this morning, one of America's most famous TV homes will open its doors for the first time ever. The Brady Bunch House in North Hollywood is welcoming fans on November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets are already sold out, but there is a wait list if you're interested. It sounds like more dates will come for this. But back when the show was filmed, the house was only used for exterior shots with the inside built on a soundstage. So the real interior looked nothing like the Brady Bunch scenes from the TV show. So in 2018, HGTV bought the house and totally renovated it on the inside. So now it matches what you saw on the show. The project even became its own series, a very Brady renovation. So now you can step inside like the actual Brady kitchen. You can go see, you know, where Marsha was looking at herself in the mirror, you know, all. Do you guys remember the episode in the backyard where they threw the football and it hit her in the face? She goes,
the iconic,
oh, my nose!
Yes, it's the iconic episode!
I remember the theme song. Here's a story of a lovely lady. I didn't catch a lot of it, to be honest with you, but it's something, I mean, I think it's something we're checking out, right? Would you guys check it out?
Yeah, definitely a part of TV history. So there you go. There's the hot three, and it is 6:58. Wow, we had a really great hour here at the Durango Casino and Hotel for the final few hours of the Four Corners Food Drive to benefit Three Square Food Bank. Let's check in on the Tri Point Homes cash board to see our hourly total. What you got, Steph?
We had an incredible hour. This is also including the 5 o'clock because we had a couple donations from there.
Okay.
We raised $3,620, which equals 10,560 meals.
Amazing! Wow! That is a big, big 6 o'clock hour. Thank you to everyone who stopped by, and thank you again to our friends at Albertsons for their generous donation this morning. I mean, we could not have done this food drive without you allowing us to come to your location.
And so, we have a new goal that we've set. Is that right?
Yeah, so we are trying to hit that $200,000 mark. So how much closer are we now with that new addition, Steph?
We are at $172,846, which is 518,541 meals for
three. Oh my gosh. So we're like $18,000 out. Can we raise $18,000 before 10 o'clock? That is the goal. We are keeping our fingers crossed. We'd love to see you. Come visit us. If you
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
The countdown is on. Just a few more hours left of the Four Corners Food Drive, and we are live at Durango Casino and Hotel, right next to the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall, to try to get these last-minute donations. Woo-hoo! Our $200,000 goal that we have set here. We've got more on that in a few moments, but we really want to thank all of our sponsors, all the businesses that have sponsored and have brought out donations, and one of those is Nevada State High School, and I am so excited. We have Melissa McCormick on with us. Good morning. Now, let's turn your mic up a little bit. Can you hear us? Check
that. Good morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yay, we're live.
There you go.
So, Melissa, you guys at Nevada State High School, and I want to talk about this program in just a second. You guys did something really special with all of your schools across Southern Nevada. Talk to us about this.
Well, at Nevada State High School, we really pride ourselves on three pillars. Our academics speak for themselves, but we want students to develop personally and socially. So they take time out of their day to volunteer. They gathered 4 cars worth of food to donate to this cause.
Wow.
And we're just so proud of them. This is their peer-to-peer, right? They're donating to their peers because they want their peers to have the same resources they have. So it's incredible.
And for you guys to give them that opportunity, to make them feel like they're really contributing to this city and this community, it's really great. And you have how many different campuses across Southern Nevada here?
We have 8 campuses in Southern Nevada.
Now, I am fascinated by this program. Nevada State High School, it's a tuition-free public charter school, right?
Right.
And so, correct me if I'm wrong, these kids are going to high school, but by the time they graduate, they could have like an associate's degree.
Over 25% of our population graduates with an associate degree before getting their high school diploma.
Before?
Wow.
This sounds like the best kept secret in
Nevada. It is.
Tell us a little bit about it. Like how does this work exactly?
So we enroll 11th and 12th graders and they take real college classes on real college campuses with real college professors. It's incredible.
So you're, you know, a junior in college and you could be sitting next to a junior in high school in the same class. They're going for the same degree that you are.
Sure can. And it's not just for like the academically gifted student. It's for students that also want to ditch the traditional 40-hour school week. They want to work part-time or full-time. They want to do philanthropic work. They want to perfect their sports craft. They can be sitting on real college campuses next to anyone in the community that wants to do the same thing.
So what kind of classes are they taking in Nevada State High School?
They can take anything from, you know, getting their associate of business degree or completing all of their nursing prerequisites. We have kids graduating at 20 from high school, or from college, I'm sorry, and they're going straight into nursing school. So they're going to be nurses at 20 years old. It's incredible. What a head start. I say the same thing. I know.
I'd like to go to this school.
I know. Me too.
They can't order a beer, but they can be a nurse.
No kidding.
That's amazing.
Right. Right.
Now, how do people? I know there are people. We're already getting texts on our text line asking, like, how do they become a part of this? And you said this is for juniors and seniors, right?
Juniors and seniors. But we hope in a few years. I might leak this early. I don't know. We hope to maybe open to 10th grade in a few years. I don't know. Maybe I'm hard launching it too soon.
Oh,
but that's our hope.
You know, exclusive.
Yeah.
So how do they become a part of this?
When they're at the end of their sophomore year, they just go to our website, nevadastatehs.com, and apply, and they just transfer right over the summer, and they join our program.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty easy.
This sounds incredible. And not only are they getting these college credits while in high school, but you're also kind of giving them that community to have them grow personally, right?
Right. We really believe in developing the full self. It's not just academics. Like I said, they speak for themselves. When a student is in an environment where they can advocate for themselves, they tend to do better academically no matter what. So we want to develop them personally and socially as well. We make them socialize. We have them go out into the community. We have them get credit hours for working part-time. We want to develop the whole self, and that's what we pride ourselves on.
It sounds like to me you're just making them better humans overall. That's what it sounds
That's what it's about, right? Look at us all sitting here. We're from different walks of life, but we're all good humans because someone invested in us, right? And that's what we want to do for our kids.
I love this. This sounds like an amazing program. I wish I knew about it when my kids were in school. But if they want more information, like I said, we're getting texts. People are saying, okay, what's a website? How do they enrooll in this?
NevadaStateHS.com. And we have a huge presence on social media as well. So please follow us on our handles. We love having a community presence there too.
Well, Melissa, this is awesome. Thank you. And thank the students, please, for their generous donation. I know, 3Score, you guys are going to like take all that food and you're going to weigh it. And we're that's going to go towards our grand total. So you guys were a huge contributor. Thank you for being a part of our Four Corners
Thank
Food
Drive.
Thank
you for having us.
It's so good to have you. Wow. Steph,
I don't know
Julian,
what to say.
Why didn't we enroll in this?
Yeah, no kidding. And now when I have kids, I'm like, okay, Nevada State High School. Remember.
I got the website for you.
Perfect. Yeah, can you send that to me in about like 8 years? Thank you.
It's Mix 94.1.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
Day number five of the Four Corners Food Drive, and we are broadcasting live at Durango Casino and Hotel, right next to the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall. We would love to see you. We are winding this thing down at 10 a.m. this morning, and I'm telling you, we are so close to hitting our goal of $200,000 for three square. We're at 172, almost 173 right now, so we could use your help. Please come by and donate. Do you guys feel like there is a youth privilege that you really miss? Now, I'm not saying anyone is old. I mean, old is a state of mind, right? But it's like there are things that you probably don't do the same that you did like when you were 14 or 15 years old, if you know what I mean. And the reason I'm asking this is like I'm scrolling on social media yesterday. I was on Instagram and my friend posts what her son ate in one day. And I'm looking at this, my jaw is on the ground. So, three Egg McMuffins and hash browns for breakfast. He's 15 years old.
What?
Three?
Yeah. I could barely finish one.
He's 15 years old. He plays football here at a local high school. So, he had that for breakfast. He had half a pizza for lunch. He had two.
Wait, a whole, like you're talking about like.
Like a whole pizza and he ate half of it.
Like four slices.
I don't know how they cut it up, but yeah, just like one half of it.
It's a lot of pizza.
Like you would have one piece, right?
Yeah, maybe.
And not a half of a pizza. Then she said for after school snack, he had two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay, healthy.
And then for dinner, they had tacos. He had five tacos with beans and rice for dinner.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
A single day, three Egg McMuffins and hash browns, half a pizza, two PB&Js, five tacos, beans and rice. And I saw this and I thought, how is that kid not in a food coma right now? If I even ate half of that, I would be calling 911. Like, it was just like, I
facts.
Remember when you were a kid and you could eat like garbage? You could eat whatever
yes.
you wanted and be totally fine. Like, what are the things that you could get away with when you were young? And that's what I call like youth privilege. Like, your body would bounce back. You didn't have any worries. Do you guys have anything like that? 702-364-9400.
You said it right there. The body bounce back. This just happened last weekend. I went out to went downtown Fremont and then ended up at a diner with some friends. I was out. I pulled a 24-hour day from Friday into Saturday. End up home 5, 6 a.m., something like that. But here's the thing. Normally, ask me 20 years ago, I'd be going out Saturday and maybe even Sunday. But my body said no. And Saturday, I was out. Sunday, I was out. And I needed those 2 days to recover. The body it is what it is. Call me senile. Call me old Julian, Grandpa Julian.
But you didn't even drink either. Like,
no.
That's the thing.
No, it's just being out, the physical act
yeah.
of being out and not getting any sleep. I never thought in a million years, to be honest, that this would have happened to me, but the body saying no.
I get it. I totally get it. Can you imagine, like, drinking? Going out and drinking? Like,
oh, God,
I remember we'd go out with my friends and we would just do, like, shots and drinks and wake up the next morning, hair of the dog. Let's drink a beer, guys. Like, yeah.
Hair of the dog.
Oh, my. My gosh, now I don't even drink anymore because I'm like, no, I want to get good sleep. I'm not going to let it interrupt my sleep.
What about you? What's your youth privilege that you miss?
How about you, Steph?
It was so funny. 2 weeks ago, I went to a dance class, and I used to be a dancer. I used to dance from Monday through Saturday, 4 hours each day after school. And so I was like, you know, I've kind of retired my dance life since I got into radio. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a dance class. I went to dance class. I already stretched before even going. We stretched in class. We did a warm-up. After the dance class, I came home. I live on the second story. I could barely walk up the stairs.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
so
what is
true.
My life? What is my my thighs were hurting. And then yesterday, we've had, like, these little snacks here at the Four Corners Food Drive. And, like, our promotions department, they'll have, like, chips and stuff. I had nothing on my stomach, and I wanted to get something in my stomach. I ate a little bag of Cheetos. After the Cheetos, I started getting a headache.
What?
I was like, what is wrong with me? I need to have my oats, my fruit, my coffee before I have anything. And I was like, this is age. This is my youth privilege is no longer
the
with
youth
me
privilege is real. Oh my gosh, we're getting some texts here. Remember when you didn't have to pay bills or plan what you were going to have for dinner? They just magically got paid and it was there on the table. This one says, no more ho-hos for breakfast. Yeah, remember you would just like, or like grab a couple of Pop-Tarts or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Marlon says, not needing bifocals.
Yes,
we just had some people around here go like, true to that.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
Just about 2.5 hours left of the Four Corners Food Drive, all to benefit Three Square. Thanks to our friends at Silver State Schools Credit Union for being our title sponsor. We are so in awe of this community, you guys. We've been out at select Albertsons locations for the past 4 days, and here we are at Durango Casino and Hotel getting ready to wrap things up, and we have Three Square's philanthropy officer, Irma McDowell, back with us. Hi, Irma.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. It's Friday. I feel blessed. I'm excited to be here with you to wrap this up.
It's exciting, and I know you're probably not surprised because you are native Las Vegan, but I was going to say, are you surprised at how this community has come together?
Honestly, yes. Yes and no. I'm my heart is so full. I'm grateful. Las Vegas shows up and they show out every time we put out a call to action. And I couldn't be more grateful for everyone who stepped up and said, I'm in it. I'm in it to help our neighbors that are in need. It really warms your heart. Like, you can't just take it for granted.
It really is I feel like something you don't get in other cities. I feel like Las Vegas is so special that the people here, we take care of each other. And I think your story kind of highlights that because you started out growing up not knowing where your next meal was going to come from. And now here you are working for this amazing organization. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Thank you. To your point, Mercedes, I was the kid that didn't know where their next meal was coming from. And so when I did get the opportunity to volunteer with Three Square, I knew that they were going to be my charity of choice. I understood the mission. I have compassion for it. I have compassion for anyone who needs our help. And I'm so grateful, just humbled by the response that Las Vegas has done this year for the food drive.
Irma, how did you make the transition, I'm curious, to Three Square? In the
No, it's a great question. After 30 years in the banking industry, relationship building was always my specialty, if you will.
Sure.
And so to just transfer those banking skills over to food banking, really, it was kind of an organic pivot, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do it well.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
We've had some incredible donations, big and small. And so if someone is listening right now and they're like, gosh, I really would like to donate, but times are tough for all of us, and all I have is like $5. Explain to people listening why that $5 goes a long way.
It really does. For every dollar that's donated, Mercedes, we can turn that $1 into 3 meals, which is absolutely amazing. It speaks to the buying power that Three Square has. We belong to Feeding America, and with those relationships that we have with organizations, companies, we can buy food on massive levels that you and I can't.
Yeah.
We can't do that at the grocery store. And so we tell people there's no donation too little and certainly too big. Everything helps. And change from here, a dollar from there, it really adds up. And our totals today, it speaks to that.
It really is incredible, the power that you all have listening right now to help make a difference. We just got a text here on the website where you can actually donate, threesquare.org/fourcorners. Someone just anonymously made a $30 donation.
That's amazing.
Someone just, Christine, donated $50. And she says, my 12-year-old son, Oliver, loves to listen to Mercedes in the morning and suggested we donate. He's a smart kid.
I love it.
It isn't like seeing the kids too, just like so heartwarming.
Planting those seeds when they're so young is so important. I tried to do the same for my girls. Just introducing them to philanthropy and to give back into the community of which we live goes such a long way. But when we do that early, it builds that solid foundation for our children because they are the future.
It really does. It shows them that there is more to this world than just their world. It opens it
absolutely
up to them. And we're so grateful for what you and the whole staff at Three Square is. You guys are like a second family to us. We love you so much. What you guys do is truly life-changing. So we just encourage you guys. We have less than 3 hours to go before we wrap this up, but we'd love to get your donation. Again, if you can't make it down here to Durango, that is totally fine. threesquare.org/fourcorners. You can make a donation. You can come by even with your food. We're still taking food, but yeah, even just a dollar, you just made three meals for someone. So Irma, thank you.
Thank you for shining a light on food insecurity and just helping everyone in Las Vegas who needs it.
Every single zip code in Southern Nevada is affected by food insecurity, and we are doing what we can. So let's keep our fingers crossed that we hit that number.
We are so excited.
It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, the holidays, they are creeping up fast, which means it's officially time to start stressing about travel plans. They've dug into the Google Insights to figure out the best days to get those cheaper flights, and the timing may actually surprise you. So if you are flying for Thanksgiving, the magic number is 35 days before departure. So if you're trying to fly out the day before Thanksgiving, November 26th, your best bet is to book on October 22nd. For Christmas, that sweet spot is about 51 days out, which means November 4th if you're flying on Christmas Eve. Google says the best pricing window stretches from 32 to 73 days before your flight. And here is one myth busted once and for all. We've talked about this on the show. Tuesday is not the magical day people think it is. Sure, tickets are slightly cheaper than the other days, but we're talking only about a savings of like 1.3% compared to Sunday, which is actually the priciest day to book. So unless you want to take a chance, I think you'll be fine any day of the week.
Okay, so I feel like you're the holiday booking expert, Mercedes. What would you do then if you need to go to the East Coast? I've been looking at flights, and maybe I'm on the wrong site. I check Hotwire, and it just seems like the prices are just, they don't change. Expensive is expensive.
Yeah, I'm by no means an expert.
You know more than me.
I think that, it's just making sure you do the comparison. A website I like to use to compare flights is Kayak. Have you guys ever used Kayak before? That's the one I always kind of compare. But then I don't book on Kayak. I go direct to the site after I get the prices on there. That's the only thing I have. But yeah, holiday travel is never cheap. It really isn't, unless maybe you're going to some really small town in Des Moines, Iowa or something.
Have
fun. Enjoy it. Just you.
Also this morning, there was a time when going to the movies was the thing to do on a Friday night, but now I guess it's the couch, the blanket, the remote are winning. A new AP poll shows Americans would much rather watch movies at home than go to the theater. In fact, over the past year, 32% of people say they've streamed a new release at least once a month, and only 16% say that they go to the theater once a month, and most admit they go less than that. So they say they're not shocked by this shift, but I think I'm old school. I still love going to the movies. I love going to the theater. It's different than at home for me.
I'm with you, man. It makes me so sad because I tell myself I want to go to the movies for the experience just like you, Mercedes, and I end up doing nothing. I end up just watching something at home because of the convenience. But it's like in my mind, I don't want to, but I don't want to make the drive. And South Point is literally like 2 miles from me. So I have no excuse. It's just, I can't explain it.
Yeah, it's just the experience, the smell of the popcorn. Yeah. I love the fancy new seats that a lot of the theaters have where they like recline back. And I'll bring my blanket and I'll just wrap up and sit there and watch a movie.
I've seen your Instagram stories where you're in the movie theater and you guys are in the back. Am I true?
Yeah,
right?
We like to sit in the back.
And then here's your little blanket with your popcorn and you're doing like a little Instagram
story. Oh, man. That is like bliss for me. I'm telling you. I love that. Finally, this morning, with nearly 40% of new couples now meeting online, dating app strategy is becoming just as important as your profile pic. And according to a new study, men you're messing it up when it comes to the dating apps, okay? Researchers have found that men are more likely to shoot their shot with women that they consider out of their league, which usually just leads to more rejection. Now, women, on the other hand, tend to match with men who are similar in desirability or even less, which actually increases their chances of making a connection. So basically, they say that women are playing it smarter when it comes to online dating. So the moral of the story is if you keep getting ghosted, maybe stop aiming for the Instagram models and start looking for someone who's kind of in your realm.
Yeah, that's a hard question, though. Who's in your realm? You know what I mean? Like, I have no strategy. I'll tell you, ladies. I just shoot my shot in general at all of them.
Do you just swipe right on all of them?
No. Not. Don't make me sound desperate.
No. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying that betters your chances,
you know? No, I would say like 7 out of 10. I mean, I'll tell you a quick story. This is what, and I don't even know if it's related to this. I mean, it's a dating app story, but I matched up with this girl. This happened last week. She matched up with me, right? We're chit-chatting over messaging. We trade numbers. She's the one that initiated it. We start talking over text, and then
ghosted you.
It's the weirdest thing, Mercedes. It's like,
I know what it was. I guarantee.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything that made me look bad.
No, you probably misspelled stuff. For some women, misspelling words is a turnoff. And I'm not, like, I don't know what you guys talked about, but, like, if someone ghosts you because of text, it's usually because did you use the wrong, like, form of, like, you're and your, or there and there.
Yeah,
some women are really picky about that. That's just my guess. Because, like, yeah, you said you didn't say anything offensive, right?
No, I didn't. Is that a little judgmental? Don't you think?
Yeah, but then it's like a good filter, right?
I guess. Sure. I mean, I just don't have that filter. You could write in a different language for all I care. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Hola. Let's do this.
I like that.
Bonjour.
All right, guys. We are rounding out the 7 o'clock hour here at Durango Casino and Hotel, the Four Corners Food Drive benefiting 3 Square. I'm telling you, we had quite an hour. So many great donations. I'm going to talk about some of those in just a second because we have a song that we want to play for one of them. But let's check out the TriPoint Homes cash board and find out what our hourly totals are.
Okay, this hour we were able to raise $665, which equals $1,995.
Wow.
Not bad. Now let's talk overall. I know we had a grand goal of $200,000 at the end of 10.
Yes.
Right now we are at $173,525, which equals to 520,575 meals.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, we're almost at $174,000, which means we're just about $16,000 away from our goal. We have 2 hours left. 2 hours left to hit it. We've been getting a bunch of donations online. Thank you to those people who've been doing that at 3square.org/4corners. We have Anna who donated $25. Hisako donated $20. It says, for my kids Lillian and Lucas, as a thank you for helping us during the pandemic. Leilani donated $25. We had an anonymous donation of $100. It says, my 10-year-old daughter and my 12-year-old son wanted to donate in person. We weren't able to, but thank you. We love listening to Mercedes in the Morning, especially the Mega Minute.
Yes.
That comes back next week. We had a $150 donation. Steph donated $50.
Yes.
Look at Steph on there. You're amazing, girl. Thank you for that. And we had Golda stop by just a few minutes ago with a crisp $100 bill to donate on behalf of her and her daughter, Bella. And I told her, $100 gets you the song. So, did you bribe her to say
no,
this?
No, I swear to you. I know we're both Ari fans. When she said it, I'm like, please tell Mercedes I didn't tell you to play Ari. This was all from her.
I'm not mad about it at all, but she wanted to hear a song from Ariana Grande. So we're going to go into that, but keep those donations coming. We have a very special guest we're going to talk to in a few minutes about how 3Square is really changing their organization. That is on the way. It's mixed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
It is a beautiful day here at the Durango Casino and Hotel. We are right next to the Eat Your Heart Out Food Hall for day five, the final day, and the last 2 hours of the Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Want to give a shout out to all of you guys who are keeping me accountable. My math is not mathing today, okay? I'm overwhelmed. Things are happening around here.
It is overwhelming.
Donations are being made, and I was like, we're 16,000 away. No, we're not. We're 24. Thank you to all the people who texted. But we're trying to hit $200,000 here for Three Square Food Bank. So thank you guys for all the donations so far. You can do it here in person. You can do it online. threesquare.org/fourcorners. And just hearing what Three Square does for this community, they really help so many different organizations. And one of those organizations is the North Las Vegas Library. And we have the director with us, Forrest Lewis. Good morning, Forrest.
Good morning. It's so happy to be here.
So great to have you here. You and I were just talking off the air. And you're the director over at the library. Talk to us about, you know, before we talk about how Three Square really helps you guys out, talk to us about the services that you offer up there at the North Las Vegas Library.
Yeah, we are the North Las Vegas Library District. We're also exciting. We're a department of the city of North Las Vegas as well, which is kind of unique for the library world. And so we get to not only work on our specific initiatives for the library, which we really focus on three initiatives, which is school ready, college ready, and work ready. And we gear all of our programs around those three main initiatives. And then we also get to work with the city on their strategic goals and plans to help all the residents of North Las Vegas.
Wow, you really do have your hand in a little bit of everything, kind of like Three Square does. And let's talk about that relationship with Three Square, because you guys do something that's really cool for the kids. And Three Square is a huge partner in this. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, our program that we partner with them currently is called Kids Cafe, and it's an after-school food program for students that can come into the library. It's very heavily utilized. We started out with two of our three branches. Now we have that program at all three branches. And it really allows the students to come in and, you know, it's extremely difficult to concentrate, to work on your homework, to set anything when you're dealing with food insecurity. So our goal is to make sure that the students have a nice meal, they're comfortable, and then we also have enrichment programs for those events, and we make sure that we're providing homework help, STEM training, all different kinds of programs to help with their school success.
And you brought up like such a good point. Think about when you're hungry. The last thing on your mind is like studying or what I got to do, work, or and just absorbing information, and you're just thinking about that hunger. So you provide that service to them, get them ready to go, and then you have all these other resources to help them. What kind of feedback have you gotten from some of the families that have been able to be a part of this program?
You know, one of the recent feedbacks that we had, which is really encouraging for us, is we had a family that came into the library. And they had no idea that we had this Kids Cafe program. They had come in to get support and help for their students, and they found out about the program. And they had expressed to our staff how grateful they were that we had this program, because they were literally trying to figure out how they were going to provide dinner for their students that night, for their kids. And that's exactly the kinds of things that we have to. Our mission is all about we provide services for school and life success. But also, how can we remove barriers to success? And I can't think of a more difficult barrier than food insecurity, wondering where your next meal is going to come from.
So if someone's listening right now and you had to encourage them to donate $1, $5, $10, what would you say is the reason that they should donate to Three Square?
I would say that their food insecurity in this community is very real. There are families. It's hard to imagine that there are families out there that lucky if they get one meal a day. And we need to remove those barriers, especially for our students, especially for our families. And the great thing about Three Square is they are a large enough organization. They have the resources where they can truly get these products out to all corners of the community. So if you've ever, I would suggest to people not only that they donate, but take the time and volunteer at their warehouse. Take a tour. You'll see how big this organization is, and the fact that they have partnerships with agencies like libraries and, you know, community centers, that spreads their reach out, and they're able to not only, you know, provide the meals, but also make sure that those families are getting additional resources that can help them for success.
I love it. I love what you guys do. The library was like my happy place when I was a kid. Was it for you guys? Like, what was your favorite books growing up?
Oh my gosh, The Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree is a good one. Anything? I used to read like all those like Sweet Valley High books. Do you guys remember those?
Oh,
those were like my favorite. Did you read those too? I love those.
I feel like a loser because mine were The Goosebumps.
Oh, those were so good. I love The Goosebumps.
I love The Goosebumps.
What about you, Forrest? What did you love to read?
My favorite series of all time, still to this day, I have to say, is The Chronicles of Narnia. I probably read that about 7 times. Ooh. I just loved it.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah. Oh my gosh, so good. Forrest, thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do for this community, for these kids. I mean, so great to have you as a partner to Three Square. And this is what it's all about, you guys. This is what we are doing this for. And you guys have never let us down before. We are so grateful for all the donations. You can keep those donations coming here. We are again at the Durango Casino and Hotel, southwest part of town. And you can donate online, threesquare.org/fourcorners.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
We are at the Durango Casino and Hotel for our final 2 hours of the Four Corners Food Drive, all to benefit Three Square. Thank you to our title sponsor, Silver State Schools Credit Union. It's been an amazing morning here at Durango so far. So many people have been stopping by with donations. Thank you so much. Tisha came by not only with a donation, but with candy for us.
Yes!
Brought you a whatchamacallit. I didn't know they still made those. Candy corn for Steph.
I put it in my bag right away.
I got my Sour Patch Kids, and I was so excited when I saw these two walk through the doors at Durango. It's been a minute. From the VGK, the announcers, the voices of your Golden Knights, Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty, welcome!
Yes.
Most people run the other way when they see us walk to the door.
That's quite the welcome.
Not
they stream to the exits.
I ran right up to you guys. It's so good to see you guys again. I was telling Dave, we walked in, I go, did we lose again last night? Because when I was watching, we were losing, but we ended up winning last night?
Yeah, actually, yeah. It was a come-from-behind win in the third period. They tied it up. Eichel had 2 goals, and then Theodore won in overtime. So it wasn't much until then, but that's kind of preseason. You got to kind of temper people's expectations. It's more for young players trying to prove themselves, and then for the veterans, it's just kind of easing yourself back into it, finding your timing. It's been a long time since they played games, so yeah, you want to win, but that's not really kind of the big result they're looking for. It's more just getting back up to speed. I would say if they get to the last two, three games, it kind of amps up.
Okay.
I always joke around. I couldn't tell you anyone's preseason record in the history of sports. Like, nobody cares.
So true.
Like,
it's not that important.
Come Halloween, you're not going to be like, they went 3-4 in preseason. Like, nobody.
What's the term, your buddy Jack Edwards? It's great.
So my friend Jack Edwards used to do the Boston Bruins games on TV.
Yeah.
And when he was at ESPN for a long time before that, and back in the days when they'd have a full screen graphic of the spring training baseball scores before the crawl at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
He used to have this saying, he said, Florida's grapefruit, Arizona's cactus. They play these games just for practice. And he wouldn't even acknowledge the scores on it. It would be dead air on television.
That's a good way to kind of put it all into perspective. Because I'll admit, you're seeing us lose those first few games. I'm like, what the heck's going on? Like, we're supposed to be really good this year. We have some really good players.
Yeah.
And yeah, you kind of put that into perspective. So looking past the preseason, what are you guys' expectations? This team is
stacked.
Yeah, they've made
year.
Some changes, right? I mean, obviously the biggest one is acquiring Mitch Marner in the offseason, who's just an elite player in all areas of the game, really. But I think they felt they needed to add somebody of his nature, right? The way that last couple of years ended in the playoffs, they had trouble scoring. So you put him in the mix. You know, they trade Nick Waugh, they trade Nick Hague, but they bring in Marner, Colton Sissons, Jeremy Lauzon. They made significant changes, but none more so than adding somebody like Marner.
Yeah, Mitch Marner, you know, when he acquired Eichel or Stone, those type of skilled forwards, Mitch Marner falls right in line with that. One of the most skilled wingers, best player, had 102 points in Toronto last year. So that they addressed that need, as Dave mentioned. I think that's the big thing. You get somebody, a high-quality top player in the NHL like him, and then they thought they needed a little more, you know, energy, kind of physicality. They got guys like Colton Sissons and Jeremy Lauzon. So, you know, we've seen from this team each and every year is kind of remarkable going into Season 9. But yeah, majority of those years, they come in and they're a Stanley Cup contender. There's usually 5 to 7 teams you think are legit contenders. Then there's, you know, 2 or 3 more that are you think could be on the cusp. And then there's a couple surprises. But they are, and you look for them to win another Pacific and get to playoffs and make a run. But all that said, there's still an 82-game grind to go through. So a lot can happen, but certainly high expectations, as there usually are, is each and every year to start the season, and there are this year.
Last night we saw, I didn't do the game. They mix and match some of us during the preseason, and I already done a couple, and I was tired, so I didn't want to do the game.
Dave's pulling the diva behavior here.
Like, for instance, we go to San Jose to do a game later tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Shane's tired from last night, so he can't go.
I don't like when you're separated.
No,
I love
you
two together.
I love the duo.
We're with you. But last night was the first time we got to see Jack Eichel, Mitch Marner, and Ivan Barbashev in a game together.
All together, yeah.
And especially in the third period, they turned it up, and Jack scored a couple of goals to tie it, and then set up Shea Theodore winning in overtime. So one game is pretty good.
Let's talk. You just had 9 seasons. This is 9 seasons for you guys, too, right?
Yeah.
You guys have become staples of this community. And did you ever think, coming to Las Vegas to do hockey, is hockey going to even work in Las Vegas? And 9 years later, here you guys are. What are your thoughts on this community? Is this like a place that you want to be for a very long time?
It's home for us, right? I have, you know, I don't know, where else would we go? I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, we tell the story that the first, was it the first game, right, that with Derek Englund's speech, that emotional home opener, right, after 1 October, Shane and I weren't doing that game. It was like an NBCSN game or something, right? And we kind of walked around there was nothing for us to do. So we walked around the concourse and walked in, you know, and we just, nobody knew who we, people could have cared less. Nobody knew who we were. Yeah. We're just like walking around, and I don't know, it's changed all for the good since then, that people seem to like. We call it our dog and pony show. And, but no, it's been an unbelievable place to, I always tell people this, anyone that wants to listen, to live here is such a different experience than, we all know this, and if you came for a long weekend, it's an unbelievable place to live and to work, and it helps. The team has been, for 8 years, obviously had unbelievable success.
Yeah, it's home. Dave was in Boston a long time. He hasn't moved around, but when, you know, I played, so this is the longest I've ever lived in one place.
No
since
kidding.
Where I grew up, and my parents still
Your
are.
Your longest hockey
so since,
contract.
Since I was 15 and moved away, this is the longest I've been in one spot.
Wow, yeah. And you don't want to go.
No, this is home. You know, I've seen, you know, for family as well. It's you know, 3 of my kids are still here, and it'll always be home. Certainly, being Canadian, that's my summer home. But this is home for us, and it's just been tremendous to work for this organization and for this team. And said Dave and I, as he mentioned, it's become the game's become family. When we moved our booth to the Bud Light Lounge down there, and it's interesting. We have a new CEO who came and asked us why and what's it like. He says, do you need security? I said, no, it's kind of become like VGK family. Like, it's, you know, coming into our 9th season, we know people now, you know, there's season ticket holders that are always there.
Come by and
good to see
hi.
You back. Yeah. Another seat, you know. So it's really unique in that sense. And did we ever imagine? I had a feeling that there was going to be success down here hockey. Not my, I'm not that smart in my wildest dreams to think it would turn out this well. It's been incredible.
You guys bring some of that magic to the team for sure. I can't imagine it without you. And you bring magic to this community. And when we called you guys and said, hey, we're doing this food drive, is there any way you guys can help support? You, like, no question, you guys said, absolutely, we have something that we want to donate to the online auction that is currently happening right now at 3square.org/4cornersauction. So what do you guys have for us today?
Well, it's four tickets, I think October 20th versus Carolina.
Four tickets that you can bid on right now. I mean, this. How's Carolina going to be this year?
They should be. They're usually good.
They're usually good.
Does our guy still play for them? Who was one of the original Misfits? Why am I forgetting?
Will Carey is there.
Yes.
Oh, Carey's there. Oh my gosh, there was another guy with longer hair. I'm totally spacing his name.
I have a hard enough time, Mercedes, knowing who plays for the Golden Knights.
I'm about 50% on the other team. Okay. You watch the games.
But no, seriously, this is huge. So you can bid on that right now, and all the money raised goes to 3Square. 3square.org/4corners. When does the regular season start?
October 8th.
October 8th.
Who are we playing? Yeah,
against the Kings. Against the Kings here.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game. Yeah.
So they still have four more exhibition games to get through.
Yeah.
But then, like Shane said, the last couple, which I think is October... I think October 1 and October 3. Yeah. That's kind of when you'll see what they hope the lineup will be for the regular season. So
it's really exciting to have you guys back. Eric Holla, by the way, was who I was thinking.
Yes.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of.
Where is he now, Shane? Is he still in Carolina? He was in Jersey. He was in Florida for... I lose track. He doesn't know.
He moved around.
He ate breakfast this morning.
No, he doesn't know what I don't know.
He's in Jersey.
So you're in good hands.
He's in New Jersey.
I still live in that inaugural season where I remember all that.
Oh, yeah. But you guys, still his best year was that year.
Yeah, it was such an exciting year, but I'm excited for this one. We're getting a bunch of people texting, someone saying, oh dang, I missed Dave and Shane by a little over an hour. I would have fangirled if I had shown up and they were there. Well, you can come down and meet Dave and Shane right now. They're going to be here for a couple more minutes, but make sure you bid on those tickets to check out the VGK again, October 20th, the game versus Carolina. So that closes at 9 a.m. this morning.
Yes, so get in your bid
now. Oh my gosh, you only have a half hour left.
Hurry.
You better get those in right now. So thank you guys. It's always so good to see you.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Always good to come on. It's been a while.
I know. You guys have been hiding on
us. Let's do this again.
Well, thank you guys for doing this. This is awesome. You do
amazing.
This every year. So good.
You guys always help us out, so thank you for that. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
When it comes to aging, 2 in 5 Americans say the scariest part, it's not the wrinkles, it is the hair loss. There's a new survey that found 42% of people who've noticed signs of aging experience a serious drop in self-esteem because of hair loss. Wrinkles ties right behind at 39%, but the fear of thinning hair is even stronger among the younger generations. I guess nearly half of Gen Z says that's their number one fear of aging, is losing their hair.
Yeah, I got a friend actually that he lost his hair before he was 30. But you know what? Some people actually, what do you ladies think? Some people actually look good with no hair, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think I love the shaved head look. I love, you know, the bald look. I think it looks really clean. I would tell, and I know women experience hair loss too, definitely. But like for guys who get self-conscious about that, I said, like, don't get worked up about it. It's a good look on a lot of people.
You can always wear a hat as well.
if you're worried about it, absolutely. Also this morning, we already know dogs love us, but now research shows that they may also get jealous of us. There was this experiment that was done that scientists did, and they gave more attention to an animated stuffed dog instead of real dogs in the room. And the real dogs did not take it well. They started to show aggression. They tried even harder to get attention, and they focused more intensely on their owners, which are all signs of jealousy. Of course, it doesn't doesn't necessarily mean that dogs are like these masterminds of emotional intelligence, but 86% of the animals in the study thought that the fake dog was real, since they all went right for that butt sniff test. So they were like, what's this person doing on my person?
Steph, have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, with Momo? Yes, with Momo, he gets jealous for sure. Not even just with real dogs, but with fake animals, like his stuffed animals. For example, he has a fox, and his name is Foxy. So I will get his stuffed animal, and I'll play with Momo, and then I'll also say, Foxy, what a good boy you are, onto the animal.
Oh, no.
And Momo goes crazy.
He goes, doesn't like it.
Absolutely not. You are not giving attention to that, Foxy. So even toys, they get jealous of, not just stuffed animals or other dogs.
So do you have to remove Foxy from the entire situation, or?
No, I just mess with him. And then I end up giving him Foxy, and then Momo's like, oh, okay, we're all good now here. Okay,
my dogs used to get jealous of, like, people, like me. Like, if Matt and I would snuggle, Molly was, like, Matt's dog, and she would, like, get right in between us.
Oh,
and then she'd get, yeah, like, right on top of Matt, like, do not touch this. This is my man.
No
kidding. And it was, and Max was the same way with me. If Matt got any, like, really close to me, he'd just jump up on my lap and be like, yes, do you need something? Like,
oh,
it was just
funny.
So funny. Finally, this morning, Merriam-Webster, they rolled out a massive update to their collegiate dictionary, adding more than 5,000 new terms to the 12th edition. Some of the highlights, beast mode has been added.
Beast mode?
Yeah, you know what beast mode is.
Of course I know what beast mode is, but I haven't heard that since 2010.
Yeah, well, they're a little late on this.
Yeah.
Dad bod has been added to the list. Riz, like, you know, words like that. Other additions include love language, hard pass, side eye, things like that. Is there something that you say a lot that needs to go in the Merriam-Webster dictionary?
Capping. Like, no cap or stop capping. Maybe it's already in there. But you know what I mean? Like, stop capping. Stop embellishing.
And explain for people that don't know what that means, what it means.
Yeah, capping basically is, and correct me if I'm wrong, actually, it's when you're...
he doesn't know.
Oh, no. I understand the basic context. Like, if you're embellishing or if you're just straight out lying. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I bought this car with my own money, and it's like some Lamborghini. Stop capping. You know you didn't buy that car.
So it's like lying.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
Is there something you use, Steph?
Ski. I love using ski. Isn't that Sexy Red? Who sings that in the rap?
Yeah, I think it is.
I love saying ski. What about you?
I use glazed, and I got that from my daughter. Like, if, you know, she said the other day, like, my husband was giving me a compliment on something. He's like saying, I look nice. And she goes, why are you glazing mom so hard? What's going on? And that means, like, giving someone compliments. Like, if you're giving a bunch of compliments, you're glazing them. And so I started saying that. At first I thought she was talking about donuts, but it was not.
Your daughter is teaching us so much. I didn't know what chopped meant.
Yes.
What does chopped mean again?
You don't want to be chopped. If someone tells you you look chopped, that means they're not
like
they're not glazing you. I'll
okay.
just look at it
Good
like
to
that.
Know. Good to know.
All right. Coming up in just about 5 minutes, we have a very special guest joining us. The VP and GM of Durango Casino, David Horn, is here, and we're going to be talking to him. I have a feeling something big is about to happen. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
Do we want to go over it?
Oh, yeah. Total. We got to find out where we're at. My bad.
It's all good.
Let's do this. It is time to check in with our TriPoint Homes Cash Board to see how we did this hour.
This hour, we raised $325,
Woo!
Which equals to 975 meals.
Love that.
Now, overall, we are at $173,852, which equals to 521,558 meals.
Okay, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. We got 1 hour left. Can we hit the $200,000 mark? I mean, it's going to be tough, but you guys have done it for us before. I'm not going to put anything past you guys. Let's see how this goes. Again, we've got the VP and GM of Durango coming on in a couple of minutes, and we are still taking your online donations. You can stop by Durango. You can drop off the money. Anything you can do to help. 1 hour, 4 minutes to go.
Oh,
can we
gosh.
Do it? It's Mix 94.1.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
Yes, we are here for the final hour of the Four Corners Food Drive.
Woo!
Oh my goodness, Durango Casino and Hotel, and you know, normally normally we cap this at 4 days, but our friends here called and said, hey, come on down. Broadcast on Friday. We've got a huge surprise for you. And we have the VP and GM of Durango Casino, David Horn.
Yes.
What's up,
David?
What's up? What's up? Extend the party. It's Friday. Let's go.
Hey, you've got those $1.99 margaritas.
$1.99 with the bump, the dollar bump for the salsa. You want to fire those up on a Friday?
I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Why not? We've got a lot going on here. First of all, thank you guys for having us back. I love this hotel casino so much. It's been such a great addition to the southwest part of town.
Yeah, it's great. The community, it's been well received within the community, within the brand. We're excited. We're still busy. We got a lot of really cool stuff coming still.
We are so excited. So you guys called us up. You said, hey, come back. You did this last year. Friday, it's going to be a good day. Before we get to what you guys have going on, because I see a check. Let's talk about just like some of the cool things that people can experience here at Durango. It really has it all.
Well, yeah, we have a great food hall. We have a patio series that we're doing with a lot of out-of-brand food partners that work with us. We have some, like we did Rock Shot Bingo the other day. We're going to do those, do that again near Christmas. We've got concerts this weekend. We've got the Neon Rodeo today. And then we have the Iron Horse, Band of Horses. I call them Iron Horse. That was our old cafe. Band of Horses tomorrow. So lots of stuff still going on all the rest of the year.
And while you're making our locals happy, you're still giving back to this community. Like you always do, Station has really been coming to the plate. A lot of your fellow properties have already donated this week.
Yeah, Station Casino's been donating in the community for 50 years. We've been a part of the community that long. We have to stay, you know, focused within that. And then the donations, as you mentioned, we have $10,000 on behalf of Durango we're going to put in.
Yeah.
Oh, my yes!
God. Amazing.
$10,000, you guys. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
But wait.
But wait.
Uh-oh. There's more.
I love this line.
There's breaking news. I had my phone open. I was waiting for the message to come across. I believe we're going to add $30,000 more to that to round it off to the $100,000.
Oh, my
donation.
God.
Total from Station Casinos?
That's
Are
right.
you kidding me? That is 300,000 meals for three
oh my
square,
God.
You guys.
I'm getting the chills.
I cannot believe this. Why is it so important for Station Casinos to give back to this community?
Well, first of all, Three Square is a great partner. I think we've been working with them since 2008, the Backpack for Kids, and then, you know, who can't forget the donations and the food lines we had in the parking lots when we were closed down. So they've always been a good partner with us, and we want to support them as much as we can, and their cause is great. Nobody can slight that. So we're happy to work with Three Square.
Oh, wow. David, Durango, you guys are the best Station Casinos.
Yes.
Taking care of the locals always. You guys are the best. Thank you. I think that we may just have hit our goal of $200,000, but we do not want to stop the giving. We still have a few more minutes before 10 o'clock hits, so let's do this. David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Station Casinos.
Wow.
The best. It's Mix 94.1.
Live from the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
Well, Las Vegas, this has been quite the morning. The Four Corners Food Drive, day number 5 here at Durango Casino and Hotel, raising money and food for Three Square Food Bank. I'm in awe of you, and we've got a lot of thank yous here in just a second, but you guys have been coming out all morning long. You've been donating online at threesquare.org/fourcorners. Something to keep in mind, you know, September is Hunger Action Month. So even though the Four Corners Food Drive is wrapping up here in a couple of minutes, you can still donate through that same link through the end of September. And please keep doing that. Maybe you just weren't able to get to it. threesquare.org/fourcorners. And
no words, my gosh. Speechless.
It's just amazing, right? Yeah. And we had a huge hour. So let's do it. This is our last check-in here on the Tri Point Homes cash board. The 9 o'clock hour. Talk to us, Steph. What did we raise this hour?
We had, I think, one of our biggest hours. this hour, we were able to raise $40,585, which is 121,755 meals for Three Square.
Amazing.
I'm like actually nervous to see if we've hit our goal. Like I'm kind of shaking.
This is crazy. I already feel my eyes like starting to well up here. Mm-hmm. So you guys donated not just cash, but food. And as far as food that was donated, 2,389 meals were provided with the food. So that gives us a grand total for the 2025 Four Corners Food Drive. We were able to raise $224,198.
Oh my God.
That's a record, right?
That is huge. That means in meals with the food donated, the funds donated, we have just provided Las Vegas with 674,983 meals.
Oh my God. Look at that. We surpassed last year's goal.
By a lot. Yeah. And it's all because of you guys. Las Vegas, you have done it again every year. We hope to make a difference. Oh, I'm going to get it.
Okay.
We hope to make a difference with the Four Corners Food Drive for Three Square. And every year, you take our hopes and you just completely blow them out of the water. The city shows up every single time we ask them to. And because of you guys, thousands of families and seniors and children in this community are going to have meals on their tables instead of going hungry. And it's life-changing, and it's all because of you guys. To our incredible sponsors, Silver State Schools Credit Union, Tri Point Homes, Station Casinos, everyone that contributed, all the people that showed up with their donations, you guys made it possible for everyone to dream bigger and to reach more people than ever before. Our coworkers that show up every time, our amazing sales department at Odyssey, our promotions department, Tracy, Omari, our engineers, everyone, our programming department, JB, Gina, our general manager, everyone, you guys make this happen. It's all because of you. And I wish you guys listening knew the people behind this, because yes, a lot of times we get the credit, but it's so many people that do this behind the scenes. Three Square. Ugh. You guys are angels in this community. Yes. You truly are angels. And what you do is incredible. We love you so much. And to you guys listening, our listeners, our neighbors, our friends, this is your victory. You guys did this. You gave what you could. And together, we just did something really extraordinary. So thank you.
Mercedes, wait.
Thank
we
you.
Need to thank you. Year after year, I see.
No, it's all of us.
No. You need to get those flowers. Every year, I see listeners come up to Albertsons giving you hugs, giving you flowers, giving you presents. And yes, this is a we, but you're the voice that puts that power into what we do today. And I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you for giving us
Steph, Julian, you guys are amazing. Thank you.
You've
Our boss,
this.
JB, who never does radio shifts anymore, has
yes.
been on the air this week, which is hilarious. Heather, thank you so much for what you did. Las Vegas is famous for those bright lights out there, but what makes this city truly, truly shine is its heart. Yes. No other city has a heart like this. So that is it for the Four Corners Food Drive. Thank you, Las Vegas. $224,198 for Three Square. I love this city so much. I love you guys. Everyone, have an amazing weekend. Let's go get those $1.99 margaritas. Let's go. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.